Good morning, Greenville and other outlying areas.
Welcome to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are Maddie and Lynn from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, here to bring you your weekly splash of environmental education.
Splash.
Drip, drop, drop. Hello. And we have a special guest today, Barbara Foster from the Greenville Zoo. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I love this cold weather we're getting. This winter weather is making me very excited to get wet and jump in streams. And oh, no, wait, We're talking about Adopt-A-Stream today, and we're talking about reptiles and turtles and frogs and all things wet and slimy and scaly.
Not lions and tigers and bears?
Not today.
Oh, dang it.
No, no.
All right.
No. I read this interesting article. So I am a certified Adopt-A-Stream trainer out of Georgia, because South Carolina is currently in the works of making their own Adopt-A-Stream program, which we will talk about next segment. But anyways, this article came across my inbox the other day from Georgia Adopt-A-Stream, and it was talking about citizen science and turtles. And you listeners know that we here on the Saturday Splash love citizen science. That is where you, a regular person, can get involved and help your environment or help your community by being a scientist.
And we love turtles too.
We do love turtles. I love turtles.
You have to love turtles.
You really can't not love turtles.
Yeah, of course.
Unfortunately, some people love turtles for the wrong reason. So here in the southeastern United States, we are a biological hotspot. The Appalachian Mountains are considered a temperate rainforest, and it's one of the most diverse regions in the entire country. So there's a lot of different kind of species of animals that live here, especially reptiles and amphibians. So we are here in the southeast ranked number 2 in the world for the number of turtle species. I don't know about South Carolina, but Georgia hosts about 30 different species of turtles, all the way from the mountains down to the coast. Great diversity. But despite the diversity of turtles globally, they are considered one of the most threatened vertebrate groups. One reason for this is that in Southeast Asia, turtles are used as food. They're used in traditional medicine. And there's a, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Southeast Asia has a huge population. So in the last about 15 to 20 years or so, the population of Southeast Asia has just spiked. And with that, we have seen a rapid decline in the turtle population as they're being hunted for food, for medicine, and for other purposes. And the problem with this is that most turtles mature relatively slowly. Some turtles take, you know, about 15 to 20 years to reach reproductive age, and even 150-year-old tortoises can still lay fertile eggs. So they grow slowly, they mature and breed later on in their life. So because they are being taken from the wild, they have not had a chance to reproduce. So we've just seen population numbers of turtles in Southeast Asia just tragically diminished. Some species, there's a species called the Yangtze giant softshell turtle, and as far as scientists know, there are 3 individuals left on the planet.
Three. Wow.
That makes them, although they are not fully extinct, they are functionally extinct because they aren't breeding and reproducing.
I do know that just this past year, an artificial insemination was attempted with one. So
did it work?
I don't know the results of that yet.
Okay.
How long does it take?
So there's hope.
I've never done it. I don't know.
Pregnant turtles. How long do turtles take to whether they're pregnant or not? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Minds, we're gonna have to find that out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
You can see the eggs on an X-ray when they're within about a week or two of being able to lay the eggs, but you can't see those eggs until the calcium layer gets on.
You can't see the eggshells. No soft tissue.
Right.
In the X-ray.
Right.
It's really cool. Anyway, so these turtles, their population numbers are being seriously exhausted in Southeast Asia. So when the supply goes down, you know, the demand of course goes up. Economics. The outlying regions became the new hunting grounds, and they moved out of Southeast Asia into other parts of Asia, and just obliterated turtle populations there. And it is now being reported that people are coming to the United States and exporting our own turtles. So especially here in the Southeast where we have so many turtles, they're now being trapped and exported to Asian markets.
So now we're
a huge problem.
We're an adjunct to to Southeast Asia. Is that, we're like in the neighborhood now?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're taken for food, and the pet trade, the illegal turtle pet trade is pretty brutal also.
You know what's interesting? When I was a kid, a small tiny child, turtles were really, people had them, the little turtles with the red dots on their heads.
The red-eared
spiders. They had them as pets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good pet, Barbara?
They get a little bit too large to live in a 10-gallon size fish tank when they're an adult. So they can live upwards of 25, 40 years.
Well, you know, you mentioned that. You mentioned that they have very long lives. So, you know, much like people who would have, you know, a parrot that could outlive them, I guess a turtle could too, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, some of those big tortoises will live hundreds of years.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of times people get tired of having that pet turtle and they let it go. And so many red-eared sliders have been let go that they're actually living and breeding now here in South Carolina and other places where they don't belong, and that displaces food and resources for those freshwater turtles that live here.
Yeah. What are some of the freshwater turtles they're displacing?
Yellow-bellied sliders particularly, and they're inbreeding with them. So if a red-eared slider comes across a yellow-bellied slider, they can make babies, but...
Do you know, are they viable? Can their babies have babies?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah. So these turtles, well, all right. Hopefully they're taking the red-eared sliders out of the ecosystem to help, but I'm not sure that's the case, but something that local Department of Natural Resource agents have been encouraging people to do is, maybe you're out hiking or you're out hunting, is look out for traps, turtle traps. So they come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and usually there is a funnel leading to a bait source and suspended in a cavity of the trap there. And then usually they're hoop-shaped or box-shaped. According to law, these traps have to be tagged with the name, the address, and the permit number of the person setting the trap. And they're required to have a ring that is 10 inches in diameter made into the rear of the trap that lets fish escape. But if you're out and you're seeing turtle traps, look for those tags and look for those rings. And if they're not there, if they're improperly labeled, or if they don't have the fish excluders, you can report them to local Department of Natural Resource offices, and they can come out and hopefully remove that trap since it is an illegal trap.
We don't like illegal traps.
No.
No, we don't want that. So, Barbara, you're the reptile expert. So here's something I see all the time. You know, driving down the road, la, la, la. Oh, here is a turtle crossing the road. I don't want the turtle to get hit by a car. So what do I do? Do I just pick it up and take it home?
Probably that's not going to be best for the turtle. If it's safe to do so, you could move the turtle out of the road in the direction of its travel. Don't take it home with you and let it go, because that animal's going to spend all of its time. They have an inner map of their habitat in their mind, and they will spend all their time trying to get back to that spot. So don't let them go somewhere else.
Poor turtle.
They'll just wander, and that can waste their energy, and they could get skinny.
Oh, wow. Do you have a favorite kind of turtle?
I love eastern spotted turtles.
Oh. Ooh, spotted turtles.
Do we have those here in South Carolina? What about in Greenville? Are they Greenville?
We do. We have some at the Greenville Zoo. We even have a baby on exhibit. One that hatched just this past year.
Baby turtle. We love baby turtles.
That's precious. You've got turtles. What other kind of reptiles do you guys have?
We have rhino iguana. We have American alligators. We have alligator snapping turtles. We've got a panther chameleon. We've got an eastern box turtle on exhibit. We've got some spider tortoises from Madagascar.
Ooh, spiders, tortoises, alligators.
And snakes. We have all kinds of snakes.
You guys should go to the zoo. It's a good place.
Yeah. The zoo is awesome.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We are talking Adopt a Stream after this with Erica Hollis from Upstate Forever. You're listening to 94.5 WGTK The Answer. And watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.